This is the Pnimius and the Daf on Brachos Daf Vav. So the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Chalbo says the name of Rav Huna, Kol HaKoveya Makom L'Tfila, so whoever has a fixed makom, whoever has a set place for his tfila, for his prayer, Elokei Avram Be'ezro. The God of Avram is his helper, assists him. And then this is the introduction to the concept of a makom kavu ala tefila, that there's a halacha codified in Shulchan Aruch that in an ideal situation somebody has a makom in their shul where they daven, that there is a specific place, a specific seat, a specific area where they always daven, and they should do their best to try to always daven from that same place to have some form of consistency towards their tefila. Gemara continues, not only are you considered the student of Avram when if you have a makom kavua, but ukashames, when the person dies, omrim lo, they're going to say about him, the people who give him the eulogy, ey anav, ey chassid, where is the anav, where is the humble person, ey chassid, where is the righteous person, mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu, from the Talmud of Avram Avinu, meaning, you become such a Talmud of Avram Avinu just by having a makom kavua, that we assume you also have that you're a chassid like him, and that you're an anav like him, and it's really such a high madriga. So now the Gemara says, okay, great, makom kavua is important. Va'avram avinu minolan dekava makom. Avram avinu, where do we know that he had a makom kavua? Where do we even know that Avram had davened in the same place? So the chsiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayashkim Avram baboker el hamakom asher amacham," that Avram got up in the morning to the place where he stood there. And the Gemara says, "Ve'in amida el tefila," and the word amida, that he stood, is a reference to tefila. Shenamar, it quotes pasuk from Pinchas, "Vayamod Pinchas vayifalel," that Pinchas stood, ya'amod, the same shorash of amida, and prayed. So therefore, if the word amad, ayin mem dalad, means to stand in prayer, so you read the pasuk of Vayashkim Avram baboker, that Avram got up in the morning, el hamakom asher amad sham, in that very same place where he already prayed. Okay, and this is the Gemara. The Gemara continues on to talk about, you know, the speed in which someone should leave the Beis Medrash. So my Rebbe, a number of years ago, I don't remember how long ago, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua Rubinstein, once offered a mahalach into this Gemara, that it's a very simple mahalach and it's very, very deep at the same time. Let's look at the pasuk. If you open a chumash and look at the pasuk quoted where we learn that Avram Avinu has a makom kavua, this pasuk that says that Vayashkim Avram Baboker, it happens right after the story of Lot being saved from Sodom. That the immediate story before that is Lot coming out of Sodom. The pasuk literally says right before, you know, that Vayafach Hasa'arim Makel Vez Kol Hakikar Vez Kol Yoshvei Arim Mitzemach Adama, that Hashem, you know, when He rained down that fire, you know, the Gufris Ve'esh, when He rained that down onto the entire area, all the people of Sodom, all the vegetation, everything was destroyed. Vatebet Ishtem Achrav, and Lot's wife turned around. Vatin Etziv Melech, and she was turned into like a pillar of salt. And then Vayashkim Avram Baboker, and Avram gets up. It's like immediately after that story. So, why is that significant? Because we have to look what was the story right before Lot being saved from Sodom. If you look at the story right before, is the famous story where Avram Avinu had a back and forth with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He bargained with Hashem. He said, Hashem, I know you're about to destroy Sodom. Save it if there are 50 people, if there are righteous people. And Hashem says, fine. And he negotiates him down, 40, all the way down to 10. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if there are 10 righteous people in Sodom, which I hope there are, I'm davening, please save it. And Hashem says, fine, deal, you know, the narrative is over. And then Hashem goes and continues to destroy Sodom. I mean, there weren't 10 righteous people, and Sodom had to be destroyed. But, if you think about it, that means that Avram, the pasuk that's teaching us of Makom Kavua, that Avram got up to daven, was davening after what could look like a failed attempt at tefillah. That Avram got up the morning before, or the week before, whenever it was, and said, I'm going to daven for Sodom. I'm going to daven that this city doesn't get destroyed, that the gzeirah against this city isn't enacted, and that people survive. Bezchus, whatever tzaddikim we can find there. And the tefillah wasn't answered. He then goes the next morning and looks, and he sees a simmering, smoldering, you know, lump where there used to be Sodom, and Hashem turned it inside out and rained fire and sulfur all over it and destroyed the whole city and the surrounding cities. And Avram got up that morning and continued to daven, va'amad sham, right? He continued to daven in that same place. And that's what it means, a makam kavua. And this was my Rebbe's chiddush, that makam kavua l'tefillah means that you have a set makam to your tefillah, that even if it seems like your tefillah the previous day wasn't answered, even if it seems like I davened so hard, I davened for whatever it is, whether it's parnasa, whether it's shidduchim, whether it's refuah, whatever we daven for, sometimes we daven and it looks like the answer was no. It just looks like we davened our brains out for that. We felt it, we meant it, we had kavana, we took on extra kabbalas, and we did all kinds of things, and still, it didn't come to fruition. So somebody could look at that and say, I gave my all, I davened, and the answer was no. It could be so disheartening. Someone could say, I'm not davening again, or I can't put my kishkas in the same way. I just can't. I don't believe in my tefillah. Comes Avram Avinu, and he teaches us, he says, no. Right after my tefillah was not answered, I said, Hashem, please, I davened to save the city, and I negotiated, and it didn't work. Ultimately, it didn't work. And then what? The next morning, I still get up and daven. And what it means, kviyas makom, beyond the halachic meaning of having a physical location where you have to daven, kviyas makom a tefillah, having an established place, could also mean that I have a consistent belief in my tefillah, that my tefillah is koveya amakom. It's koveya, it establishes a place. And I know that my tefillah is being used and utilized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what it needs to be. Because I might be davening for parnasa and refuah, and really it could be there's a giant gazera against my entire family, and I don't know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sees everything and understands the big picture, he's going to use and rearrange our tefillahs to apply for what we need them to apply for, because we don't always know our best interests. We're like children to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That a child can one time say, you know, I really, really want to run after that ball. That's what I want. And the child doesn't recognize that there might be a car coming at him, and it's better to lose the ball to that car than to chas v'shalom get injured chasing that ball. And sometimes we dive in, we think we know what's best for us, but really only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. And he saves up tefillah, so he says, you know what, I'm going to use this tefillah for this. This is much more important. There's a much bigger picture here than just us. And the concept of koveya makom tefillah is to say that my tefillah, I'm still going to do it, no matter what, with the same consistency in the same spot that I was. That yesterday I davened and I gave it my all, and now that my tefillah looks like it wasn't answered, it hasn't shaken me an inch. It didn't move me a foot away from where I am. And I'm coming to that same, very same makom. I'm davening with that very same kavana, even though it looks like my tefillah wasn't answered. And I guess even on the other side, even if your tefillah was answered, that we have to go every time. It's not like, oh, okay, Hashem gave it what I want. I could calm down, I could chill out, I could daven less. That no, koveya makom latfila means that I take that makom and I say, this is my place for davening, that this is what davening means. And we see it from the story of Avram Avinu. So just in a small hint and a small, you know, textual proof that we know that Avram Avinu did koveya makom, we can learn out such an amazing, amazing, amazing lesson.